In yesterday's Dharma talk, Searo explained in somewhat detail about the fundamentals and basics of practicing Vipassana meditation. It is important to see things as they really are. And so one should note at the very moment, if one tries to note after a thing had happened, then he or she would not see the true nature of things. Likewise, if one tries to think ahead what would happen and not observe the present, the yogi will also not see the true nature of things. So it is important to observe things at the present, at the very moment. So when yogi is practicing Vipassana meditation, then they are likely to see and note different stuff. They will know stiffness, the movement, heat, cold, pain, tingling sensations, sight, sounds, and so on. And the yogi should note them at the instant they happen. And the yogi will know their true nature. And that is known in Pali as sabhava lakkhana, individual characteristic. All the physical phenomena and mental phenomena has the individual characteristic. Stiffness is just an example. So in the beginning, some people will not be able to see that things happen and disappear. So what we need is we have to cultivate samadhi. And in order to do so, we begin by taking the precepts and we try to practice sila visuddhi, meaning cleansing of the morality. And if we have a clear, good morality, then it is easy to cultivate samadhi. In the beginning, the beginner yogi will not be able to see the things disappear. But as they cultivate samadhi, then they will see that things happen and sustain and eventually disappear. They will know that things, whenever they appear, will eventually disappear. And that is another characteristic and known in Pali as Vinkata Lakkhana, the appearance and disappearance of phenomena. And so at that instant, the yogi is gaining some kind of insight knowledge. Eventually, with more practice, then the yogi will note that since they appear and disappear, nothing is permanent. And that in Pali is known as Nisya Nupassana Jnana, contemplating the impermanence and the accompanying knowledge. Likewise, after that, the yogi will be able to know that since things are not permanent, they are not satisfactory, and there is associated suffering, so the yogi will also note the nature of dukkha, unsatisfactoriness. And the yogi will also know that they have no control over the phenomena. The phenomena arises at their own will and they disappear, and no one can force them. So there is no control, no self, and so on. So the yogi also understands another true nature, known in Pali as anatta, no self, no soul. So what is important is, in the practice of Vipassana meditation, what should you have? You should have sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. You need all of them because they do different things in different phases. When we practice morality and take like precepts before the Dhamma talk and for the whole day, then we are practicing morality, and with that we have a clean body. So it is known as sila vidodhi. And Siara wants you to know that when you practice sila morality, then you are refraining from committing physical misdeeds and verbal misdeeds. So you are preventing a lot of misdeeds from happening. So next, you have to cultivate samadhi, concentration, because without concentration, you cannot prevent the mental misdeeds. So in order to do it, you just try to practice more, try to note it, things as they appear and as they disappear. And then at that moment, then you can be sure that there is no possibility of kilesas, defilements coming in. Defilements tends to make people worry, tends to have people anxiety and so on. And if the yogi is just noting things as they truly are, and with viriya, energy, and with sati, awareness, then they are just concentrating on things at the very moment. So there is no opportunity for the kilesas, defilements to appear. So in the beginning, the yogi might be able to have concentration for 1, perhaps 2 or 3 minutes. Even those minutes, then you can be sure that you are void of the kilesas, defilements. Your mind is clean. There is no such thing as lobha, greed, dosa, anger, moha, delusion, mana, conceit, and all the other defilements. They are not likely to happen in your, so your mind is very clean. And that state is known in Pali as citta visuddhi. It is the purification of the citta or the mind. Your mind will be clear. There is no worry, anxiety, and there is no defilements that will prevent you from getting inside knowledge. So these are called like distractions, known in Pali as nivarana kilesa, things that try to prevent you from gaining inside knowledge. Later you might be able to get 5 minutes or more. So for those periods, even though they are temporary, they are the beginning, then with concentration, you will get inside knowledge for those moments. So in summary, you know that you start with sila and you try to refrain from committing verbal and physical misdeeds. Then with samadhi, concentration, your mind is pure. And with insight knowledge, your mind is also pure. So now you are preventing all kinds, 3 kinds of misdeeds: the physical, verbal, and mental misdeeds. And now, with that, you are now able to see things as they truly are. When you are asked to note the rising of the abdomen, you not just see the abdomen rising, you just feel the tenseness, the stiffness, the motion associated with the rising of the abdomen, and you notice at the very moment they occur. And also for similar for the falling of the abdomen. you are able to see clearly firsthand for yourself that things appear, sustain, and disappear. And you know that whatever they are, there are only two kinds of phenomena. You note what the rupa or physical phenomena are. You are able to note clearly what these physical phenomena are. Also, you are able to see the associated mental phenomena known as nama. And you are also able to discern the difference between rupa and nama. And with every noting, you see that they come in pairs. There's the iron, the sense that happens, which is a physical phenomena, and the associated noting, which is the mental phenomena. At that stage, you are accumulating an inside knowledge. So that is a summary of the basics or fundamentals of practicing Vipassana meditation. So when one practices Vipassana meditation, one is trying to see the true nature of things. So one is noting at the present moment and eventually knows firsthand that there is only nature. There is no such thing as a person or a being. There is only rupa and nama, physical and mental phenomena. So one notes that there is no such thing as atta, self, and soul. When people who have not practiced Vipassana meditation, they have ditthi or wrong view because they think that there is a person, a being, a soul, and so on. But when one practices Vipassana meditation and knows for himself that there is only physical and mental phenomena, then they are able to see for themselves that there is no self, no soul, no being. So they no longer have a wrong view. So it is important that one should note the mental and physical phenomena, and when one can know clearly what the physical phenomena are, what the mental phenomena are, and what their differences are. They do not have to exert, but just by following the instructions given by the meditation teachers, and if they just practice with due diligence, they will be able to see at one stage the true nature of things, especially the physical and mental phenomena and their differences. So one should be delighted if you are able to see that those stuff, because one is no longer having this deity or wrong view. Searo also mentions the story of a Brahma. As you know, the Brahmas have long lives, and compared with the human world, a Brahma was able to see that in our world, people die, get born and die, and born and die, and so on. So one Brahma thought that, yeah, he felt compassionate about the beings because they say the humans live only a short life. They get born and they die. So they should try to practice to be void of this karma rupa so that and practice jhana absorption so that they will be able to be reborn in the Brahma planes and live a long life. So the Brahma came to Lord Buddha and said that the people, if they practice, refrain from practicing kama raga and practice absorption, wouldn't be great. As an example, he says that they should not only just practice jhana, they should practice as urgently as possible, as if a person has a spear in his breast, then if they don't take it away, they will die. So they should try to urgently remove the spear. Likewise, if the hair catches fire, then one should try to get rid of the fire, otherwise there is danger. So all the humans should pretend or think that they are being hit by a spear or they are on fire, and so they should practice fervently how to remove the karma and yaga raga so that they will be reborn in the Brahma planes. The Lord Buddha says, Brahma, what you say is partially correct. It is not totally correct. Why? Because even you Brahmas, even though you have a long life, there is still suffering. You still have to old age and die eventually. So what you think is just temporarily, it is not permanent. What is important is every being should try to remove the doubt, wrong view. So instead of just trying to have urgent trying to take out the spear or even try to remove the fire, they should practice immediately without even trying to do that. They should practice vipassana meditation. They should be able to know firsthand that there is no self, no soul, and so on. And eventually, that will be a better thing than practicing absorption. So Sierra mentions that we can eliminate wrong view temporarily when we practice vipassana meditation, because for that instant, we know that there is no self, no soul, and so on. But it is possible that we might not get the noble truth and become an Arya, so we are said to have temporarily eliminated the wrong view. But if we practice hard and if we become Arya, the noble people, then even if we are reborn in other lives, then we will also be guaranteed to see that there are only physical and mental phenomena, that there is no self, no soul, and so on. The noble persons are said to have eradicated the wrong view permanently. So, in our sense, when we are practicing vipassana meditation, at least for that moment, we should be able to know that there are only physical and mental phenomena, and that there is no self, no soul, no I, no control, and so on. And for that, we should try to practice fervently and diligently. So when one practices vipassana meditation, one goes through the various stages of insight knowledge. In the beginning, one is just able to see the rupa and nama, physical and mental phenomena, and the differences. But as the yogis practice further, they are able to understand why they happen. Do they happen automatically? Is there someone or a creator that caused it to happen? When the yogis practice vipassana meditation for some time, then they will be able to see that there is no such thing as things happening automatically. There is usually cause and effect. So in all the four postures, whether we are sitting, standing, lying, or sleeping, before the physical movement, there is a mind, there is a desire, or urge or wish or intention to do something. And so with that intention, the physical phenomena that is associated with it happens. So if you have an intention to sit, then the physical actions associated with sitting takes place. So at this stage, the yogi is able to see that there is everything has an intention. So the yogi should now try to note also the intention with every associated movement. So before one stands up, one should not abruptly stand up, but try to note that there is an intention to rise. So similarly, when one walks and so on, one should note the intention. Because at that time, the yogi will be able to see that the mental phenomena, the intention in this case, is the cause, and the physical phenomena in this case is the effect. There is cause and effect. It does not happen automatically. So one knows firsthand that everything has an intention. So Sierra mentions that there are different kinds of knowledge. One is known as Sutta-maya knowledge, which is a general knowledge that one gets by listening or by reading. So one must have read that there is physical and mental phenomena and so on. But that is not what Sierra wants. The yogis who are practicing Vipassana meditation should know firsthand and see things as they clearly are. And that kind of knowledge is known as Bhavana Maya Jnana, the knowledge that is associated with practicing Vipassana meditation. So when one practices Vipassana meditation and get to that knowledge, then one will note that there are physical and mental phenomena, that in every movement, in every action, there is cause and effect, and the yogi will be able to note firsthand what is happening. So before that, when people do not practice Vipassana meditation, people tend to have visikesa, known as skeptical doubt. They are not sure what it is, and some will even try to think that there is a creator such as God or some higher deity that is directing things to happen. That is not true. If the yogi practices Vipassana meditation, then the yogi knows that everything has a cause and effect. And the yogi is noticing just the present moment. And that things happen because there is an intention. But Sierra also mentioned that some of you might have read the literature and might have a further knowledge and say, why do the physical and mental phenomena happen? In the literature, it is said that in the past, probably previous lives, then people might have avijja, ignorance, dana, attachment, and karma action. Because they are ignorant and they want a new life and they try to have a new life, then they really have a new life, that kind of stuff. Not all yogis might be able to understand that step, but the yogis should at least know that in everything there is a cause and effect. So with every movement, whether you are bending, flexing your arms, or whether you're sitting, standing, and so on, they are just physical and mental phenomena. And in some cases, the mental phenomena, the intention causes the physical action to take place. So there is no such thing as things happening automatically. There is no such thing as a powerful deity or creator. And so one is able to know and try to eradicate visikesa, which is skeptical doubt. So one knows firsthand that whether in all the four postures, whether one is sitting, standing, lying, sleeping, and so on, there is just this physical and mental phenomena. And when one notices the true nature of things, then one is known to be practicing vipassana meditation. Because the purpose of practicing vipassana meditation is to learn firsthand things what they truly are. And in order to do so, then you have to know things in the present moment, not in the past and not in the future. You also need to have viriya, diligence. You need to have samadhi, concentration, sati, awareness, and ultimately you will get knowledge, inside knowledge. So Sayadaw did not give the Pali terms associated with these different kinds of knowledge, but it is important to know that you should be able to know that there is physical and mental phenomena. You should be able to discern the differences. You should be able to see why they happen and that there is a cause and effect. So that is one of the important stuff in practicing vipassana meditation. You have accumulated a lot of merits. You have listened attentively to this Dhamma talk that is known as Dhamma Savana Kusala. You have taken precepts and practiced morality. You have also fervently practiced vipassana meditation. So because of your efforts, may you achieve what you want most, the gradual progression of inside knowledge, ultimately leading to mega phala jnana, path fruition and liberation. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.